This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We're learning Maseches Nedarim, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara just said that according to Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that not bathing is not considered Inoy Nefesh. Now, really? So then that's a problem. Because if not bathing is not considered Inoy Nefesh, we could ask Astira and Rabbi Yossi. Because we know Rabbi Yossi holds, not only is your life before your friend's life, not only is your bathing before your friend's bathing, not only is your laundry before your friend's laundry, but your laundry takes precedence over your friend's life. In other words, you have enough water. Either you could give your friend to drink and he'll live, or you could clean your socks. Your socks have precedence over your friend's life. Your smelly socks are more important than your friend's life. Your friend's 19 years old. He's primed to become the Gadol Hadar. He's primed to become Rabban Shel Kol Bnei HaGoyla if you merely give him a drink. The only thing is, you have dirty socks. So what could you do? You need to clean your socks. So you clean your socks and you wait for some other guy to develop into the Gadol Hadar. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. That your laundry is more important than your friend's socks. So the Gemara has the following question. Hashta kevisa am Rabbi Yossi yesh batsar. If laundry has sar, guf kulay lo koshkein, all the more so your whole body. Says the Ran, guf kulay les batsar. Rechitza dehavi bekula gufa les batsar, elala vadei rechitza Rabbi Yossi have an evil. If not doing laundry is life-threatening, certainly not bathing. So the Gemara says, not so fast. Taka, it's better to have clean socks than to have clean feet. Why? Amri, they said, in yes, kvisa alima l'Rabbi Yossi. Laundering is stronger, according to Rabbi Yossi, than even Rechitza, the Amar Shmuel. Shmuel, the doctor, said, yeah? Shmuel's a doctor, he would know. Hay arbuvisa deresha masile avira. This filth of the head that comes from not taking care of one's hair, not cleaning one's hair, not combing one's hair. Masya lidei avira. It brings to blindness. If you have a dirty head and you have unkempt hair, then it could bring to blindness. Arbuvisa demane. If you have unclean clothing, Lidei sha'amumisa, it brings to Alzheimer's. It brings to brain deterioration. Arbuvisa de gufa, dirty body. Masu de shichni v'kive, it brings to boils and sores. Now, what's worse? Is it worse to be mentally retarded, or is it worse to have sores? Sores, okay. Sores, you put bacitracin on. But if somebody loses their mind, even if you put money in Rameir Balanesque, you're not going to find it. You could say Alakad Demeir Aneni, you're not going to find your mind. If you lose your mind, you ain't find. You could say Amar Rabbi Binyamin Hakol Bechezka Sumin Ad Shakodesh Baruch Hu Meir Aseneim. Even if you sponsor the Swahili edition of Alakad Demeir Aneni, if you lose your mind, you ain't finding it. So says the Gemara.
Why is that greater than Chaya Chirim?
Because that's your life. Your life is more important than someone else's life. So you see, no, I'm saying from here we see that clean clothing. Now, one thing's for sure. The whole time, Rabbi Yosi's opinion that not doing laundry is life-threatening. Not having clean clothing is life-threatening. That we knew. But that it's worse than... that it should be worse than someone else. No, actually not. In other words, from here we see that not doing laundry, not having clean clothing, is life-threatening. It's life-threatening. Once it's life-threatening, it's worse than someone else dying because that's someone else and this is me. Everybody knows. What's the definition of minor surgery? The definition of minor surgery is surgery on someone else. You're not laughing. Okay. But therefore, since not doing laundry is considered life-threatening, so therefore it takes precedence over someone else's life. Here we're proving that it in fact makes sense that not cleaning your clothes is worse than not cleaning your body. Because not cleaning your body, you're only going to develop skin irritation. If you don't clean your clothes, you're going to go mad. You're going to lose your mind. Let's see the Ran. Kavisa alima l'Rabbi Yosi merachitza. Laundry is more important than bathing. Arbu visa dereisha kishenoi mesarek roisha itom. If you don't comb your hair always, umitakach ika arbu visa bereisha. There could be blind dirt on the head. Okay. So the money masu de shamumisa kishayesh begad of arbu vis shalzuma. When you have dirty clothing, sheinu mechaps and tamid, they don't do laundry always. V'loyv shem kishen mezumamin mevil de shiamum v'timayin lev. It brings to mental confusion. Arbu visa de gufa. But if you have a dirty body, kishagufa mezuam sheina rochets tamin mevil de shechna, you get sores, you get boils. Avabuos hamachivos ula elu yesh refuos, those have a remedy. You could take antibiotics, but if you lose your mind, there's no medicine. They don't have medicine to bring it back. You're never going to find it. Ula elu yesh refuos avos shiamum kasha mehen. We see laundry is more important than washing. Sholchu mitam. They sent from there. They sent a message from there. He zaharu ba'arbu visa. Be careful with filth. The Ran says, Hizar Barbavisa Kalam Hizaru Bitachbaisas Rachitza with laundry and bathing. Be careful. Hizaru Bivne Aniyim. Take care of, I'm sorry, Hizar Bichavura. Take care of a group, meaning you should always study with a group. Don't study on your own. You study on your own, you become foolish. Hizaru Bivne Aniyim. Take care of the sons of the poor. Even if their parents are poor and they can't pay tuition, and you think, what's going to become of them? Are they going to be successful? No, be careful with them. Shemehen teitzei Torah. Torah is going to come from them. Shenemar yizal mayim midalyav. Water will flow. It means from the well, but it could be read midalyai, midal, from the poor. Shemehen teitzei Torah. Why is it not common? For Tamidei Chachamim, for them to produce Tamidei Chachamim. Why do Tamidei Chachamim don't routinely produce a next generation of Tamidei Chachamim? After all, you would think that their progeny has an advantage. Instead of growing up on the New York Yankees, they grew up on Reb Chaim. They're learning in their breakfast. It's in their blood. Why often, or more often than not, Talmidei Chachamim don't come from parents who are Talmidei Chachamim? Various answers. Rav Shisha Brei Dravidi Omer Kedei Shalo Yizgadu Al Tzibur. So that they do not domineer over the tzibur. Because if their parents are going to be Talmid Chachamim, so they're going to think it's like it's a family business. You know, they're born into it. So they're going to abuse the position. Rav Ashi Amir Mishum Dekar Marzucham Ibnei Shehin Mizgabrin Al Tzibur. Because they domineer the tzibur. It's a punishment. Because Talmid Chachamim act with too much authority, the punishment is it doesn't stay in their family. So sometimes people say, no, you know, look, these Talmid Chachamim, they don't know how to raise their children. No, it's almost par for the course. It is not routine for Talmid Chachamim to have children who are Talmid Chachamim. Either it's to ensure a degree of humility in the leadership, or it's a punishment for the lack of that. Rav Ashi Omer, Mishum Dekari Le'inshi Chamari, because they call people donkeys. They call people donkeys. They speak down to the Amei Haaretz. So it's a punishment for that. Ravina Amar, Ravina says. Now we just saw in the Ion Shir of at what points Rav Ashi and Ravina are quoted in the Gemara. Here, regarding this question, the final opinions are given. First you have Rav Ashi, and then you have Ravina. Ravina says, She'ein mevarchin b'Torah t'chila. They don't make Berchas HaTorah first. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Who is the man who is wise who could understand this? The following matter was asked to the sages, they couldn't explain it. Hashem said, because they forsook my Torah. And then the pasuk says like this. The pasuk says, "V'lay shamu v'kayli v'lay halchuba." So the Gemara asks, "Haynu lay shamu v'kayli, haynu lay halchuba." It's the same thing, "lay shamu v'kayli lay halchuba." I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. What does it mean? She'ein mevarchim b'tarat chila. They don't make brachas haTorah. Let's see the Ran. He zaharu b'chabura l'lam l'moid b'chabura l'lam etar b'chabura sh'atamidim echadadin zesa. The students sharpen each other. Ve'es harav. He zaharu b'vnei aniyim l'hishtadel l'lam dem tari. You should try to teach the sons of the poor Torah. Sh'meihen teitzei Torah she'ein lohem esek acher. The sons of the poor, they don't have Game Boy. You know, they don't have, what other things are there? They don't have Sega. They don't have Atari. So what are they supposed to do all day? They just learn. And v'oid shadaitim shvelaim, they're humble. So they have the qualities. Lotzeis mibneim tamid chachamim, sha'al haroiv einam bnei Torah. In most cases, they're not bnei Torah. Yerusha hilahem. Oh, I skipped. Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yosef, shlo yomru ta yerusha hilahem. So they shouldn't say Torah is an inheritance. Says the Ran, Yerusha Hilahem, Lo Yilmadu Torah. They're going to think they don't need to learn Me'achar Shem Samchas Jerusalem because they think it's a Yerusha. Kedei Shela Yizgadu Ala Tzibar Shem Lo Yehoysa Torah Paisekas Mehem. If Torah would not cease, Yogis Daitim, they would become arrogant. So you say, it's worth it. It's worth it. They shouldn't have children who are Talmid Chachamim? Oh, they're going to become arrogant. So become arrogant. But it's better to have children to become. No, it's better not to be arrogant. Shein mevarchim betar tchila, tchilas iskam b'chol yom. The Ran is mashma shaloi barchu b'tayra tchila. They didn't do it in the beginning of the day to say lasoik v'harevna asher bachar banu. Look in the Ran. The Ran says from the fact that it says v'ayomer Hashem alazvam estarasi. That means there was nobody who knew to give the answer Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Question. This is in the not legislative part of the Ran. When they asked the Chachamim, why didn't, if it meant Al Azam is Torah Si, that they forsook the Torah, then the Chachamim and the Nevi'im should have known. It was obvious. They would see people are not learning. It must be it's something that only Hashem was able to detect, namely that they didn't make Berchas HaTorah. So again, the question returns. This is not rocket science. Why didn't the Chachamim see that the people, why didn't the Nevi'im see that the people were not making Berchas HaTorah? And I think what the Ran means, he says, Kaloimar. Shaloi hoyim avarchim atar atchila, Kaloimar. It's not that they didn't make Berchas HaTorah. It means, Shaloi hoyis HaTorah chashuva beinim kol kach sheyei roi levarich aleha. They didn't value the Torah to the extent that they felt it needed a bracha. Meaning, they didn't learn Torah l'shma. And therefore, they're mezalzel in the bracha. Meaning, kaloyma bekavanasa. They didn't make the bracha bekavana. And the fact they didn't make bracha bekavana meant that there was a lack in their... Their failing in making the bracha properly indicated that they didn't value the Torah itself, so they weren't learning Torah l'shma. The Gemara continues, Isi bar Yehuda lo'asa l'masifta de Rabbi Yossi tosayim. Isi bar Yehuda did not come to Rabbi Yossi's yeshiva for 3 days. He probably got a little, it was a little jarring when he heard that it's better to wash your socks than to give water to somebody who's about to die. He had a hard time handling that. So he didn't show up to yeshiva for 3 days. His mother said, "You feeling okay?" "I can't go." "Why? Why? What's wrong?" So everybody knows, if you want to play hooky, you never say you never say you have the flu or something like that, because then your mother will take your temperature. It's measurable. We always say you have a stomach ache. Stomach ache, you know, only it's via resa melekecha stomach ache. Nobody could detect the stomach ache, you know. So he didn't go to yeshiva. Ashkeche Vardimos Rabbi Yossi. Vardimos, the son of Rabbi Yossi, found Isi Bar Yehuda. Amarle, my time lo yasi mar lebe midrasha d'abai tosi yamin. You haven't come to my father's yeshiva in 3 days. Amarle, he said, kitame davach lo yadan echisai. I don't know your father's understanding. I don't know his rationale. Hey, Chai Yisai, how could I come? What your father's teaching doesn't make sense. Amar Lei, Vardima said, let the master say what you're talking about. Let the master say what my father said. Tell me what my father said. Maybe I could tell you the reason. Amar Lei, Hodetanya, he said that which we learned in a brayser, Rabbi Yossi Omer, kvisasan koidmin l'chaye achirim, that laundry takes priority over someone else's life. Kraminalan. What source is there in the pasuk of the importance of laundry? Amar lei, Sarvardimus, and I'll tell you, d'chsev umigrashehem, in the open areas, should be you, levehemtam, should be for the animals and for the wild animals and for the chayas. And for the chayas. Why are we separating behemoths from chayos here? Usually behema includes chaya. We only say chaya separately if there's a reason to. My chaya sam, ilema chaya. If it means actually a wild animal, v'alei chaya b'chal behemai. Ela my chaya sam, chiyusa mamish. It's for their living area. It's for their living area. So the Gemara says, pshita, obviously. Of course the open areas are for living. Elalav, kivisa, it must be for laundering. Daha ikat sara, da arbuvisa. Because if you don't do laundering, there's going to be the pain of the filth. Says the Ran. Taima da avuch layadana. The Amar who says kvisasan koidemes l'chaye achirem. He says laundry takes precedence over someone else's life. The ha misvara lesa. This is not logical. Hachi bayi kraminon. There's where he asks, where does it say it in the pasuk? Elalav kvisa v'kari lechayasam. Okay. Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, "Ein elo nidra inoy nefesh." These are not nedarim of inoy nefesh. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yosi, bathing and anointing, being mekashet, are not painful. Refraining from is not painful. Iboiluhu. Rabbi Yosi, ma'u sheyafra mishum dvarim shabeina lebeina. I understand it's not nidra inoy nefesh, but is it? Dvarim shabeina lebeina. Does it affect him? Does it affect their intimacy if she can't bathe, if she can't anoint? Tashma amar Rabbi Yosi, ein elu nidre inoy nefesh. Aval dvarim shabeina lebeina havyan. They are. Meaning that Rabbi Yosi didn't say those words. We're inferring. Rabbi Yosi said, ein elu nidre inoy nefesh. That's mashma aval dvarim shabeina lebeina havyan. So Gemara says, how is it mashma? Dilma l'ditu kamar lehu. Maybe Rabbi Yosi is saying to the opinion of the Rabbanon. L'didi afil dvarim shabeina lebeina lehavyan. In my opinion, it's not even something that affects them personally. L'ditu, but according to you, that it's nidre inoy nefesh, the amrinu, havyan nidre inoy nefesh, oydi li, you should admit to me, de'ein elo nidre inoy nefesh. But I hold it's not even Beinoy Labeina. Mai, so what's the upshot? Rav Adabar Ava Oimer Mefer. You could annul them al Tzvarim Shabeina Labeina. Rav Huna Oimer Eino Mefer. Let's see the Ran. Iboy Lehul, Rav Yoisi. Mahu Sheyafer Misham Tzvarim Shabeina Labeina. Berachitza Vakisha Depligi Alayo Drabanan. We're talking about washing and anointing. Mi Amrina, do we say didafka misham inoy nefesh shu depalgalayu? They only argue by inoy nefesh. Av misham dvar shvena lebeinam moi de Rabbi Yosi de mefer. What would the nafka mina be? Meaning, if either way you could be mefer, what difference does it make if it's because of inoy nefesh or dvar shvena lebeina? Nidre inoy nefesh, you could be mefer even for when you're not married to her, when someone else is married to her, as opposed to beinoy lebeina, it's only for while you're married to her. Nafka mina l'rabbanan, darminu nefesh, have a mefer bein la'atzmei en l'achirim. Ule Rabbi Yosi, dafka la'atzmei mefer l'achirim, einu mefer, daha hu di'ika bein inoy nefesh, dvarim shebein lebeina, like we said in the beginning of the parak. Tashma, da'am Rabbi Yosi, ein elu nidre inoy nefesh, v'im isa, Rabbi Yosi, if Rabbi Yosi held that filu mishum dvarim shebein lebeina, einoy mefer, have a leila meimer, lo yofer. He should have. If he held you can't annul it, period, not because of inoy nefesh, not because of dvarim shabeina lebeina, he should have just said you can't annul it. The fact that he says it's not nidre inoy nefesh, that implies that's why you can't annul it, but you could annul it for a different reason. Midikamar in elo nidre inoy nefesh, mashma al dvarim shabeina lebeina havyan. Rav Ada bar Ava amar mefer, why? De'ika kpeda lebal balchi, the Baal is bothered if she doesn't wash. And the reason is, the Gemara turn over, Rav Huna Amar Ein Mefer, Shaloi Matzino Shuol Shemes Ba'afra Pir. since he's accustomed to her, we'll read this more tomorrow, he's not going to get damaged if she doesn't bathe. There's a possibility that during intimacy, he may harm himself on her pubic hair if she doesn't bathe. But since he's familiar with her, then he knows how to protect himself. Okay, we will pick this up. We have to figure out tomorrow. Tomorrow night is the regular. Tomorrow night, this week, Wednesday is Tuesday, so tomorrow night is the Wednesday night share. But I have a wedding Wednesday, so I might have to do the Gemara also tomorrow. Ideally, either 6:30 or 10 o'clock, either before the share or after. Do we have a vote? Do we have a 10? You like 10? Who wants?
I don't have a preference.
So we have 2 10s, a non-preference. Anybody want early? Anybody not want? Skip it, the Amud. Skip Pei Aleph Amud Beis. Okay, have a good night, everyone. Hatzlacha, Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.